The Declaration of Independence in Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long trend of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutiny between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally
dissolved.
At a
meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just verifying again, friends, as to how this has everything in the world to do with you as well, because what's going on in the state of Minnesota is happening nationally, and we've been covering that for every state that sticks its head out. And there's more coverage and things are being uncovered concerning the Somalian fraud in the particular states. We're taking the time to cover that issue for you to understand and to bring understanding to you, the American people, that this is not an isolated incident as to what's going on in Minnesota. Yesterday, we had played some audio video from Maine. The day before that, we had played some audio video from Ohio. We know that this is happening all across the country, which is all by design. This is a United Nations agenda. And folks, again, when I said that you're being sold out, that again is coming directly from Scripture. Again, if you look to Scripture right now in Leviticus 26, 15 to 46 and Deuteronomy 28, 15 to that of 68, you're going to see in great specificity as to where we are on the mall map. For example, you walk into a mall and you're trying to figure out where you want to go, and it says mall map, you are here. Well, that's where you're at, and you're not hearing from any of the prophets, as they call themselves throughout the country, that are telling you that is exactly in particular as to what's going on in great specificity. And that word specificity is very important, friends, because we need to understand that this spider web, read Isaiah 59, just 59 in general, the whole of it is fantastic, but that's where America's at today, because the people don't demand the truth. And when the people don't demand the truth, this is what happens. Okay, you're being overtaken, you're being sold out to your enemies, and I just want to highlight what's going on concerning this fraud that's taking place across the country.
It's not just Minnesota, it's all over the country. It's California, it's Washington State, where our attorney general is defending the Somali community when there are allegations of fraud. It's interesting because 10%...
Let's get past the allegations, friends. There are almost 100 Somalians in the state of Minnesota that have already been prosecuted. Why do they keep talking about allegations here? Isn't that ridiculous? Again, as I've shared with you before, friends, it's interesting how their enemies, their political enemies, and I'm talking about that of the useful idiots working hand in glove with the corrupt in the halls of government, were guilty until proven innocent. But when it's them and they're being exposed, Luke 12:2, for some reason, it's just allegations. No, let's get beyond that.
There's been 100 individuals in the state of Minnesota alone that have been prosecuted for this fraud. These are not allegations in any sense of the word.
And of the licensed child care facilities that are eligible for these subsidies are Somali run. And the
Can somebody please take the time, because she just said these subsidies that are basically premised off of welfare. Can somebody take the time and show me anywhere in the Constitution where it says that the said representative government that derives their just powers from the consent of we the people has the right to go ahead and steal money away from those that work to give it to those that don't work? Because I can't find that. Please, somebody show me that. 281-845-4704. 1-845-4704. We continue.
Overall state population is 0.2% of our Somali. So many of these buildings also have no address. They cannot even provide an address. You know, whether it's in D.C. and
anybody out there have a business where you didn't have to provide an address? You didn't have to provide a product that you were selling? You didn't have to provide any of your personal information? Anybody out there operating like that? No, I didn't think so. But these programs that have been set up for the Somalians to do what they're doing to you, you need to understand that there was oversight as to how they were implemented, okay? They were already pre-planned. And again, what we need to do is look at Deuteronomy 28:43.
It's not just Minnesota. It's all over the country. It's California. It's Washington State.
Listen
to
this.
These buildings also have no address. They
no
cannot
addresses.
Even provide an address. You know, whether it's in D.C. And you know, HUD just released their findings that they found billions of dollars went to 30,000
She said it
people.
Was less than 2%.
I mean,
that's
I was
what
a fan.
Happens. That's where the Lord said a little leaven will leaven the whole lump.
Because we needed political outsiders. We needed business people to come in. That's the only way this gets fixed.
That's nonsense. And remember, right after the pandemic, what is it, up to 30 million individuals have been jettisoned by your government, working hand in glove with pharmaceutical companies that have given by force. They said they didn't, but they did. Through force, make the people on a global basis take the experimental jabs. Is that not, or is that just me? And isn't it interesting how in 1986, Reagan signed on to a bill to basically indemnify the big pharmaceutical companies from the crimes that they were committing against the people? But again, friends, you can see that they're operating independently of who we are and according to the rules and the defines found within the U.S. Constitution. No, they're operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. So if they're operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, what does the Declaration of Independence tell us? Here, I can give it to you in a real short nutshell if you like. I'll just drop it in real short order for you if you like. Those that we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, the people of this country who are the government, who are to execute the laws against criminals in the halls of government, they need to understand, yes, we're not to overthrow the Constitution, but we are demanded and obligated to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. But again, if you want to just keep pretending with these people, Americans, because that's who I'm talking to right now, you better understand that you are being sold out right now, and you are being overtaken. Here, let me show you what's going on in Ohio, just for an example. There's a street in Columbus, Ohio, now called Muhammad Abdullah Hussein Lane. And you need to understand that this guy was a warlord who waged jihad against the British in Italy, causing over 200,000 deaths. They're bragging about it, Americans, in your country. A warlord jihadist with his own street name now in Ohio. And of course you couldn't understand it, but they're bragging to each other how they're dominating and how they're conquering your country. Okay, well, politicians play games with your freedoms, which, by the way, let me remind you, are blood-bought. Someone had to sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. And look at how the people, in a lack of gratitude, respond to their sacrifices. They love their freedom, again, so much that when it's their opportunity to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, they're the first ones gone, making up excuses. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, social media platforms, Tim Brown Show, The Morning Show on the right side. The left side is my show. Again, subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
1-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and just put a little fuel on the fire here, showing you what's going on in the state of Minnesota. It's a little timely, but I need to show this to you. What's happening is the Muslims are now saying that they're past stage one, and of course they're pushing it. There's no doubt about it. But they're pushing it in the sense of letting everybody know that they're past stage one. Now they have enough people colonizing, Muslims colonizing, where they can now begin to demand government to do what it is that they want to do. Again, I just want to make clear that you all understand I'm not talking about a third world country here, friends. I'm talking about third world people, people that have come from a civil war, war-torn nations that have been lured over into your country by the very said representatives that you're looking to bring about resolve, that you're not paying attention to the fact that they are the ones that are responsible for creating the problem in the first place. This is called treason, Americans. And this is what's happening in your country right now. Here's the Somalians in the state capital of Minnesota calling for a jihad. No joke. In the capital of Minnesota. Can you make this up? And where the Americans? They're entertaining themselves. They're at their local football games and basketball games.
Let somebody else take care of the problem. Say they. Oh, and someone else is taking care of the problem. And it's the people that you don't want taking care of the problem because they're the ones that created the problem. Stacy from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Stacy, you just seen that. You just heard that. The Somalians calling for a jihad, literally. At the state capital of Minnesota, and these are the people that have defrauded the American people. This is now becoming known across the country. And now they want the people in this country to stop the hate, quit calling them out for their crimes that they have committed. Now they've gone so far as to call a jihad against the people of the United States of America. These are the people that we afforded asylum. What are your thoughts on that, Stacey? I know that you're in Minnesota, and I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, we can see that it's evil, and we can see that we're being deceived at every corner. And this is why the gospel is our power, because Satan is a defeated foe. He only has deception. He can only steal, rob, and destroy. And the real victory that nobody is looking at is there are actually Christian groups in Somalia that has never occurred in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They were completely gangs and horrible. It's a horrible society. And now there are Somali Christians reaching out, trying to reach. And that is our job. We have failed so miserably because in Matthew, over 50 times, Jesus commands us to bring, the kingdom has come. In Mark 9:1, he says, this kingdom is here. We are told in Matthew that this generation will not pass until these things be fulfilled. And so what we, as Christians, our commander in chief, his commands are still the same.
Amen.
We share the gospel. We need to look at Revelation. The time is at hand. He said, I'm coming quickly. Now, whether you believe that we are living in Satan's little season or whatever on the timeline, it is certainly seems like the nations are being deceived. But I don't know any more than that my job in all of this is to share the gospel, because the gospel is power.
Well, let me ask you something, though. Let me ask you something, Stacy. Are you then, as a Christian, are you telling me that we're supposed to lawfully put up with those that mean to commit jihad against us in our own state capital? Are Christians supposed to submit to that, or are they supposed to enforce the law against that? Did we lose Stacy? Yeah, I don't know what just happened. Nope. Stacy, go ahead and give us a call back in. We got David calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, man, I just wanted to thank you for helping to wake me up back during COVID. One of the biggest things was the SB 2006, and I went and looked it up. I have it saved on my phone so that I can show everybody that the Ron DeSantis, the great guy that he is, supposedly, that he was in on it just like everybody else.
South Dakota,
another one.
Yep.
The football games, the basketball games, NASCAR, everything you can just about name that's out there to deceive the people and keep them occupied so that they can play their little games behind the scenes. I mean, I can have you to thank, along with the Holy Spirit, to give me that discernment. And now that I see, it's just I've tried to tell everybody I can to listen to you and get in the word and just pay attention, because there's just so much going on behind the scenes. This Somali thing's been going on for what, 20 years or more?
Yep, that's right.
It's really coming to a head. And it's like you say all the time, I mean, people wait till it's too late to wake up, and it's I don't know what else to say about it other than just thanks for doing what you do, and keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate you, David, big time. I mean, there's so much I could say about all of this, but again, that's why we're in this together. So now you take that message, get out to North Carolina, and get it all out to your Carolinians, right? And that's how we do what we do. It's in a sense, metaphorically, what Gideon did in Judges 6. And it's in every given scenario, we're called to be the light of the world, regardless of where we're at or what the issue may be. And we're to reprove the works of darkness as being that light in Ephesians 5:11. And that applies to all of us. And I wanted to say this because I did ask Stacy, and I lost you somewhere in there, Stacy, but I'd asked you the question, are you just supposed to preach the gospel, or are you actually supposed to stand up and enforce the laws against those that mean to overthrow your country within the state capitol? Because I want to make clear that Christians are taught nowhere to lower the law. We're called to magnify the law through faith. Romans 3:31. Jesus came to magnify the law. He didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He comes not to destroy, but to fulfill. And folks, we can go through this over and over and over again. The fact of the matter is, friends, our forefathers fought a war that they did not want, and fighting off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God, okay? And folks, if you're waiting to be fired upon, I'd suggest that you'd open your eyes and see that it's already happened. And there's so much I want to cover today, so I don't want to get too deep into my response here, but I do want to say again, when you read the Constitution, the preamble of the Constitution, what does it say? It says, we the people, the government who receive our rights from God, in the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing we are to do is establish justice. And if you don't want to listen to that, you might want to look at Proverbs 28, because it talks about what sort of people you may be. Because the Bible says that when you remove God's moral law, those that forsake his moral law, you need to understand that you praise the wicked, okay? Those are the ones that are being used to destroy you. And guess what? Just like our friend that just called from North Carolina, he said Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem, they've been sold to us as the good guys. But he went and did his homework and found out, wait a second. And if I can add to SB 2006 to my friend from North Carolina, notice how much more egregious that bill is, more so than up in other states. Okay? He's a Bush guy. He's a part of the Bush regime. Is who he is. He's also a Zionist who just got back from Israel not too long ago, signing on as a governor of the state of Florida, signing on to hate laws over in Israel. So what they're doing, friends, is they're now making a pact, Isaiah 28 verse 18, where they're going to begin to attack Christianity, because all of this warfare right now, the use of the Muslims, the use of ICE, they're just testing on the illegals right now. That's all they're doing. This is all aimed at the American people. Mark my words. That's all you have to do, okay? Every step of the way, we have been telling you how this is going to roll out over the last 25 years, and it's exactly to a T as to what's been rolling out. It's aimed at you Americans. It's not aimed at them. If it was aimed at them, they would have not have brought them into this country treasonously in the first place. And furthermore, if people would pay attention to the fact that Donald Trump has not, let me say it again for the 50th time, he has not rounded up any of these treasonous governors. He has not rounded up any of these treasonous mayors who call their little cities sanctuary cities, which within itself is treason. He hasn't rounded them up. He's using an unconstitutional agency to what? To override state sovereignty with an unconstitutional agency called ICE. It may look good. It may look like it's grand, friends. But again, rest assured, at the end of this day, this is all aimed at their political opposition. I want to show you something on the other side, which kind of pertains to what we're talking about right now. And if you guys have all heard of Tina Peters, I don't know if you guys have heard of Tina Peters before, but she was the one that was exposing fraud, voter fraud in Colorado. I know I have an affiliate in Colorado. It's 1360 KHNC AM. In your backyard, Tina Peters was an individual that I believe that was running for office, and then she won office, and then she started to expose the voter fraud, and then after she exposed the voter fraud, they decided to throw her in prison. Let me exemplify an example as to what and how this game is played on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I'm off a little branch concerning the topic and what we're highlighting right now, okay? And I've got much to cover in the next two segments, forgive me. 281-845-4704. Phone lines are always open for you. I want you to see this really quick, okay? I was just highlighting the fact that if this was legitimate concerning these illegals in America, we wouldn't see this widespread fraud that we're beginning to see. It's beginning to open up. Again, this is the mercy of God exposing it. He looks to the church to stand up and execute the law, along with good government. And that is the proper order if you know anything about who we are as a people. It's the Christians, it's the priests, and I'm talking about the Levitical order that are called in first, then to meet with the judges as to how to pronounce sentence according to God's statutes. That is a fact. That's who we are. That's what's premised on common law in America, okay? Now, I want to go over here, and I want to show you this, because what's going on is it's just a big game. Because, again, nobody's been prosecuted with all the information we have concerning this $9 to $18 billion fraud just in the state of Minnesota. Nobody has been brought to charges yet except the Somalians that they've thrown under the bus, which is about the equivalency of 100 of them at this point. Every single one of them Somalian. Okay? Every one of them. And they want you to stop the hate, they said. They want you to quit hating on them. Folks, they can't help themselves when they steal $9 to $18 billion. What's wrong with you? Of course I'm being facetious. Let's go over to Tina Peters. She's 73 years old now. And she was one that some time ago, I'm not going to play this whole thing, but I just want to show you how this works. Tina Peters in Colorado was exposing voter fraud in her state. Okay, she's doing her job. She's upholding the law. Okay. Don't forget about Jared Polis, who's a sodomite. I warned you about him about 13 years ago. He's a sodomite. He's backwards. He's at war with us, right? He's at war with God. How do you think he's going to respond to you? He's living an abominable lifestyle. Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13, Jude 1, 7, Romans 1, 26 to the end of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 6, 9. The list goes on of how these said governors are installed, but people need to realize that they're advocating what God has called and condemned, and he's called it an abomination. You can't expect to prosper. Hey, folks, any sin that a nation actually lives out or promotes, you need to, or advocates for, you need to understand it's a reproach. And sinners don't prosper, and that's what you're seeing in the United States by design. Under the hand of the divine, not under the hand of the devil, under the hand of the divine. Satan himself is a defeated foe, people. We, the church, have been given all power over the works of the devil. Read Luke 10, 19. Read Matthew 28, verse 18. My goodness, when I read the book of Psalms over and over and over, the Lord is sovereign over all nations. The government's upon his shoulders, Isaiah 6. I mean, it just keeps going on. Where are people getting off saying, look at the devil's doing? No, look what you're allowing the devil to do. How about that? Because that's really what it comes down to. Look what the American church is allowing the devil to do to their country. And they sit there and they blame the devil as they give him the helm to do whatever he wants to do because they dare not stand up and put a stop to it through judging them rightfully. Read John 7, 24. We're to judge righteously. It's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. Deuteronomy 4, 6. My goodness, folks. Let's go over to Tina Peters. I want you to listen carefully. She's in prison. She's been in prison for 2 years now. She's been sentenced to 9 years. And keep in mind, these are these unconstitutional agencies that have thrown her in prison. Okay?
Showed there were 36 wireless modems, wireless devices in the system. And that some of the components in the system were made in China.
Of course they're made in China.
Does that concern anyone that somebody with a cell phone at a hotel close by could just go in and hack the machine? And I would never know it. As an elected official, me and my staff would never know it. Also found out that Secretary of State had secret passwords. They could come in through the back door.
Listen to this, folks.
So that's
these are the people
two.
That you're submitting to, friends.
And I'm giving all this to the DA. The DA, by the way, who
district
was
attorney.
Going after a guy. Well, not going after him, but was prosecuting a guy with with 26 pounds of fentanyl and decided to let him off on probation but go after me.
Yep.
And the reason I know that is because my attorney was representing us both and I believe.
So she goes on to tell you that it was also brought to the district attorney. She just said that a drug dealer with how many counts, multiple accounts in the 20s and the 30s, she just said, he was given probation, but she was given 9 years in prison for exposing voter fraud. Now, I want you to keep in mind, and I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you next, because I'm trying to bounce off of the last segment, okay? Now, if this was all legitimate, how come Donald Trump can actually pardon or grant clemency to the former president of Honduras for trafficking over 400 tons of cocaine into America? But for some reason or another, he can't pardon Tina Peters. Boy, that's really odd, isn't it, folks? And again, I'm being facetious, but I'm also being very serious about what I'm seeing here. She's sitting in jail for 9 years for exposing voter fraud in Colorado. And yet at the same time, simultaneously, Donald Trump pardons a drug dealer, a former president of a foreign nation, for trafficking over, listen to me, 400 tons of cocaine to America. This is just a couple weeks ago. But you know what we got out of Trump? Just like what we always get out of Trump. President Trump tells Governor Polis to rot in hell, he said. He said over Tina Peters' incarceration. Wow. Isn't it amazing? He says he can do whatever he wants to do with the Department of Injustice. But for some reason, when it comes to these sorts of cases, he sits and he does nothing. But he does give lip service. Isn't this what he continuously does? I mean, he's already said that he was going to deport Ilhan Omar. Did he deport her yet? Did he say anything about those Somalians that have committed fraud? Has he done anything about it? Yeah, absolutely not. And don't you dare call me and tell me, well, Bradley, you know, ICE has already reportedly deported over 2.5 million of them. Nonsense. Nonsense. Folks, if you believe that, you are seriously brainwashed. You are the definition of what sheeple are. And when you make yourself a sheep concerning these people, remember these ones that you would call the wolves, they will eat you. And it's exactly what they're doing. We got Henry calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, it's still going on, people.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going on. Nobody's been brought to justice.
It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah. I'm just telling all of you.
You need to
I can't believe
Henry,
it.
I think, oh, neither can I. I think you need to get your own radio show, and I say that with a smile on my face because it seems like you have the same fire that I have over here. It's just astounding. It's bewildering. It's amazement that we are in this position, and the people still act like it's not happening in their own backyard. That's what blows me away, Henry.
Oh, it's everywhere, people. It's down here. I'm in Arkansas. You see them everywhere. Now, they've not been doing no stuff down here because y'all got to realize most people down here either got a gun on them or in their truck.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Understood. And I think they're finding that across the boards.
You go to shooting up people, buddy, we shoot back. You know what I mean? But I just don't get it. I mean, what's it going to take it to fall in our doorsteps?
That's right. Henry, I've made reference to Amos 6:3 a thousand times over the last 5 years on this show, and that's exactly what it says, because you don't deal with it. You can also go over to Jonah 2:6 where it says, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In other words, when they don't do anything about what they see right in front of their faces, you're forsaking your own mercy. And that's what this is coming to, my friend. It truly is. I'll give you the last
brother.
Word, my friend.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey. All I know, guys, is this guy right here, y'all's listening to, Bradley Dean, y'all keep listening to, because that's the only where you're going to hear that at.
Amen.
The real news, not this crap you hear everywhere else.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you said that's all I have to say. Thank you, Henry. Totally appreciate that. Hey, folks, I want you to see this again. I just brought up a moment ago how Ilhan Omar was called out by Trump, and he said he would deport her, right? He calls her names. He entertains his worshipers. Acts 12:22. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing's been done. Calls out Tim Walz. Nothing's been done. Calls out Keith Ellison. Nothing's been done. So, folks, do you understand why our forefathers gave us the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Because they were equipping us. These were mere representatives in this limited constitutional republic that we have. They're not supposed to have the helm. You are under God. And you're to enforce those laws, as are you supposed to keep them in check concerning those that are occupying the office in America today. But what are they doing? They want to be entertained. They want to live their own lives. They want to sit back and say, you know what? They know better than we do. You know, for the truth's sake, no, they don't. How many politicians have I had on this show that don't know the basic, elementary, fundamental ideas found in the Constitution? They can't even tell you, in many cases, that we are a constitutional republic. So if you're going to put up with it, then don't complain about it. This is what you get, and you're going to get more of it.
Why do you think Nancy Mace is targeting you as much as she is?
It's an easy clickbait. There is a lot of hate in this country for Muslims. There's a lot of hate in this country.
This is yours truly, Ilhan Omar.
Black people, especially black women. And there is a lot of hate.
See, they're resurrecting all of that water that's under the bridge. She's talking about hate, and she's talking about how she's black. She says nothing about the fact that she's become a millionaire throughout this scandal, that she's the one that's initiated this bill. She's not condemning the Somalians that committed the crimes. Neither is Walls, neither is Ellison, neither is the lieutenant governor, neither is the mayor. They're all standing in their corner, which should tell you exactly what it's all about. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Ilhan Omar spouting off some more Americans calling you haters.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm going to go ahead and play this for you again. This is called Browbeating, and it's come to the end of its days. Leon Trotsky under Stalin. By the way, Stalin ended up sending a hitman to ice pick Trotsky to death, who was his military leader. But he was the one that said, you know, we need to come up with something to basically browbeat people into submission. So what we'll do is we'll just call them haters, we'll call them bigots, we'll call them racists until they agree with us. And if they don't agree with us, that's what we're going to continuously do. Folks, it's an old tactic. You got to let them just, that's all they can retort to. The law's on your side, not on theirs. And this is what the devil and his minions do. They respond. When the commandment comes, sin revives. That's what they're doing. They're reviving in the face of God's moral law. Don't you dare be afraid of this. You stand up against this. But what you're going to hear is Ilhan Omar calling people that are calling them out for their illegal activity.
hate and bigotry. Clickbait, she says. This isn't about religion or race, but that's what they resort to because that's what communists do. That's what's on their game boards, friends, okay? People are just simply tired of borders being ignored, laws not being enforced, and crimes being excused, right? So there's a demand of accountability in the rule of law, and every one of these people that have been named concerning this fraud need to be held accountable. They need to be brought to justice. Not a resignation, not an apology, not another opportunity from the mainstream media who put them in place in the first place. Friends, not for the mainstream media to sit there and give them a pass concerning their crimes to let's see it their way. Let's see it their way on their side of the law as if to suggest there's another side of fulfilling of the law. No, nonsense. Again, listen.
Why do you think Nancy Mace is targeting you as much as she is?
It's an easy clickbait. There is a lot of hate in this country for
No,
Muslims.
She's right. The hate came with these people, friends, because that's all they've been doing to you, has been hating on you. And you can see that through their actions.
For black people, especially black women.
Black people, right? You know, hey, folks, I do a whole show on that. That is the furthest thing from the truth, what she just said. Again, Acts 7:26. Read it when you get a moment.
And there is a lot of hate, severe hate. For immigrants, and so I fit the mold.
We're all immigrants. I don't know what she's talking about here.
She knows that she can easily raise money and get support for her bigotry.
Folks, do you understand? Well, they're accusing you of being a hater and a bigot and a racist. That's all they're doing. It is exactly what they're claiming that you're doing to them. This is what they're accusing you of, what they're doing right in front of your face. Okay? Revelation 12:10, when you get a moment. I want to show you this. Okay, so yesterday I'd highlighted the fact that much of this frauds, you know, as it's been coming out and rolling out and it's been transpiring and coming to the light here. What's interesting is the local news is trying to go to bat for these people. And so what they did is they came back and they started to say, well, listen, this Nick Shirley kid, he didn't highlight this. He came on off hours, so on and so forth. Again, remember, over 100 people have been now prosecuted for this fraud. What are they trying to defend? They want to confuse you, Daniel 9:7, but the only way they're going to get confused, friends, is when you leave that law that the Lord gave. Listen to this, because what's happening, friends, is people went to these centers that the mainstream local media outlets and their useful idiots are trying to advocate concerning this fraud, saying, oh, they're not fraudsters. Oh, yes, they are. People went back and they started to film in private, only to find out that the Somalia Luring Center, as they called it, is now importing kids to look like a legitimate daycare. I want you to see it and hear it for yourself. Okay.
Hey, where y'all bring the kids from?
They just imported.
So you got a guy filming this saying, where are you bringing these kids? Where'd you get them from?
Not his kids. I don't know where they got them from.
And it's interesting, folks. It's the black folks in South Minneapolis are actually bringing these stories to us. I guess they must be racist too, right? Enough is enough. Let me go back to a daycare center yesterday before I get over to Tim Pawlenty here, former governor, who's calling Governor Walz. Again, just name calling. He's calling him the fraud father, right? Like as if to suggest it's a joke somehow or another, what's going on here. But yesterday I had highlighted an individual that was basically claiming that their daycare center in South Minneapolis, it's called Nokomis Daycare Center, somehow or another, just in time when they needed it the most, somebody broke into their daycare center and stole away all the papers that legitimized their daycare center. I'm not making this up. It's not a joke. Minnesota Somalia-run daycare bizarrely reports all their important documents about child care were stolen in mysterious break-in. What they also didn't pay attention to, friends, is the fact that it was broken in on the inside, not the outside. Okay, just to show you how ridiculous this is, and the media is trying to prop them up. I want to show you another one here, friends. This is insane.
St. Paul is at the center of a massive new scandal. An Alpha News investigation exposes that 60 different home health care businesses, many Somali-owned, are registered to this one dilapidated building. The accusation? They are allegedly billing Medicaid for services.
Hey, folks, the definition of conspiracy is when there's one or two, I should say two or more parties involved. This is now over 60 more Somalian businesses under the guise of healthcare that are being exposed as well in an empty warehouse in St. Paul.
That never happened.
This is all.
This building right behind me.
They're using the Muslims.
Different home friends. And community-based healthcare
as a battering ram
registered in the building. It's only four floors. I walked in there yesterday trying to find a number of them. Many of them are just appear to be just window fronts, door fronts.
They're window fronts, store fronts.
So
nobody's in there.
Same story, different location. We're here.
Same story, different location. This is your said representatives, friends. Oh, one more thing. Can I go back to that one kid I was just talking about, Nokomis? You know, they were talking about how they're a legitimate daycare and they were mysteriously broken into from the inside. And all their papers legitimizing their daycare center for some reason or another, someone stole them. Like you can't make this up, folks. You do understand that these people have the lowest IQ in the world. That's not a joke. And I'm not demeaning them. That's what they've done to themselves. That's the record they have brought, not me. You can't make up the obviousness as to what's going on. Somebody breaks into their daycare and steals their paper. How would that work for them and not against them? See, they didn't think that one through, did they? Nope. But it's also interesting to note that this kid is scripted, and so is Ilhan Omar, when they're continuously lying to the people that they're defrauding in the state. But I also want you to check this out.
I was called by the owner because, unfortunately, someone came in to our daycare.
Yes, unfortunately, someone came in, did us a favor, and stole away all the papers so we can't be prosecuted. No, but I bet you could follow the money and you could track down the checks that have been cashed. Yep, that's what they don't want us to think about, okay? Another point is somebody highlighted the fact that this kid, that's their spokesman for this Nokomis Daycare Center, that said they just got broken into, he's got $2,400 glasses on his face. $2,400. Folks, I get the $20 cheaters. They're just as good. Man, I don't, you must have a lot of money to spend or money on reserve or money to throw away that you can go buy glasses at will at any time for $2,400. And I'm sorry, folks, I didn't know that you could get reading glasses for that much money. Maybe I'm stupid, but that is crazy money to be selling. Or to be spending for glasses. Stacy, thanks for hanging on. You got 2 minutes. It's all yours.
All right. Well, my response to all this that's going on is that they're going to hell. It's not a joke. We Christians, if we love, we should be telling them, you're on your way to hell. We don't value what's really important, which are souls. Souls are the gold. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And we as Christians, we cannot expect a government that has this kind of money and this kind of fraud to police itself. Christian hearts are the only thing that will save us. And we have to go at this and share the gospel. Every day, 160,000 of them die, and we can make a difference. And that's what we have to see. There's 30% of people have woken up. Let's bring it to 50.
Amen. Amen. I was going to say to that, too, you know, the good news is we don't have to spend $12 trillion sending Americans over into third world countries anymore, do we? No, because now they're coming to us. You know, it's crazy. They can preach a gospel there, but they can't preach the gospel here. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. This is Newsmax. I want you to hear this.
Based on what we're seeing, restaurants, daycares, potentially part of this large scheme to defraud the government.
Yeah, folks, I need to get a better video. It's basically Tim Pawlenty saying Minnesota fraud investigation will be historic. Tim Pawlenty, former governor of the state of Minnesota, calls Tim Walz, basically the fraud father.